Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, thank you, everybody. I love that very exuberant applause. We have a very small studio here in Virginia Beach, but we managed to pack them in. And welcome to those who are listening on Talk Radio. Very happy to be with you, too. And last, certainly not least, we're going to say hi there to our Facebook watchers who are on Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, where we are streaming live. So please join us there if you'd like to, you know, see us in action. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour. Now, wondering, what is a psychic love doctor? Well, I'm going to tell you. I was actually discovered by AOL back in 1996. Back in those days, I used to open up a chat room. Remember the days, if you're old enough?
Yeah, if they remember. Yeah.
Chat rooms, and you just kind of slip in there, and I would often give her, and one night, there was, I knew out, but I wasn't sure from where, but they were asking me technical questions about my method. And inspired, as they said, we're looking for a psychic love doctor. Could that be you? I said, could it? You bet. I'll tell you, during that time, I made lots of friends. I was with them in 2007, I believe. Made lots of new clients and friends. Taught my reading during classes on AOL. And I have went really like my only true claim to fame during those years is that when I held chats, you know, there would be, like they would let so many people in. I think it was like around 40 back in the day.
Probably had maybe a bigger capacity for that. But the, well, average, the average one, I think, was only.
Well, what happened is so many people kept clicking to go in there that it crashed the mainframe. Once or twice. They built me my very own. It had a stage and it fit 1,000 people in if necessary. So anyway, the psychic love doctor, you know, comes from. But I want you to be very well aware that I do more than love readings. I do career. We can work on family, friends, workers, job pursuits. What is your true calling in life? You know, we can really kind of just travel the globe in terms of what we can get.
True that.
If you have a pet who's acting up, we can look at that. So anyway, I want to make the distinction before I introduce you all to Mr. Jimbo Baggins, who is riding shotgun with me.
Literally.
We are new to the spiritual channel. So those of you that have already joined us, you know all of these things that we, you know, the details we bring forward at the start of the show.
Third day we've done this on channel.
Bear with us. Almost done. I use, and I'm holding this up for the face watchers, I use an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is personal prophecy that my grandmother taught me. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say back in 1982. I spent years looking in books before there was an internet. I spent years looking. There are, of course, different books on various methods that are out there. But I couldn't find one that was quite like her method, which I'll thank you shortly. But please be aware, this is not tarot. This is not oracle cards. These are not angel cards or rebel cards. Which deck are you going to do tonight.
I didn't know.
Sure you are.
You like to surprise me.
Of course I do.
I would have had glasses. They use funky colors in it, and in this lighting, invisible.
Even the Rebel? I think the Rebel one.
Tomorrow. I don't know.
Okay.
If you.
Well, anyway, Jim will be giving you a reading at the completion of my reading for you. So you could always step away and go grab them if you
no,
want.
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
The heathens
well,
are
then,
asleep.
Now, the reason that I feel this method is so extraordinary is we don't just look down the road at your future. We are actually able to perceive that future that you're taking right now. But if there's things that you want to change, you want to improve it, you want to completely there's all sorts of options at your disposal. And that's what makes personal prophecy so life-changing, in the sense that we're not doomed to, live a life that has possibly carried a great deal of heartache, pain, loneliness. You know, there are so many ways these cards are going to teach us to reach and how to accept the love that have for us. Another thing that I'll mention, then I'm handing Jimbo, is that I've very often over these many, many years noticed that there is a divine intervention in these readings. I've seen miracles happen. And with that said, we're going to hurry up and get to your reading. But ta-da, here's Jimbo. He is your master of ceremony in the Facebook streaming live.
Yes, and I'm the Blog Talk controller,
yes.
You could say. I want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes. That's our standard disclaimer. That number, 516-602-9676. We got quite a few folks on that number right now, but there might be some other folks listening on either Facebook or on Facebook. Need that number. Call in. Be on hold. It'll tell you you're on. It'll also tell you you can hear the show, and I tested it. You will hear the show. I see an actual list on Blog Talk, so you're not just on hold and you're not going to get lost or forgotten. I keep track, make sure they're in the proper order so nobody takes cuts in line, because Blog doesn't put them that way in order. It's weird.
No, they don't.
That's like, what the hell are you guys doing? You don't list them in the order they call in.
Maybe there's a setting somewhere.
I don't know. So I keep track of my own.
Okay.
All right. Then please get off speakerphone, Bluetooth if you can. Don't break laws and if you're driving down the road or juggling grenades. I don't know. It's good to multitask, learn on hold. Please, if you can, sit down. Don't move around too much. Cell phone communications by the time it comes out our speaker, it'll be rough.
You'll find your sweet spot.
Yep.
And then stay there.
And eliminate background noise as much as you can.
Yes.
We work with you. Every once in a while, I have to do this.
Do what?
I have to get rid of a scammer that's in Facebook right now.
Yeah, those of you who watch us through Facebook, please do not engage the people that come in there. These scammers, they're very unethical.
Yeah.
To disturb somebody. So
all I do is I see anybody that made any comment, and then they send an automated message. But it's basically like a Facebook version of a spam call, like on your phone. Excuse me. I could just. All right. But anyway, that's just for the Facebook folks. The Blog Talkers. Just want to make sure I got everybody. We're good to go. I think the time has come.
I do too. Let's get rolling.
Now,
something you might all notice as it cues up our first call is that we like to be a lot of joy and lightheartedness, even humor to our shows, so that you're not going to get a real, like, wooey experience here.
Wooey.
Wooey, like, where they
are. I hate it when it's wooey.
There are many different giving readings. We use a very down-to-earth approach.
Kabilky pokey.
I believe this is a skill and not a gift. There are others out there that want to, like, conjure up angels and that. And I don't mind. I mean, I just pick the shovel out of their hand. And I will tell you, though, over the years working with AOL, I had a very hard time getting along because I was considered a fortune teller and a gypsy scam artist and blah, blah, blah. Not the case. There's a lot of energy in this method, but essentially they are just, they're only the focal point for intuitive perception. And I think we can go to our first caller.
Real quickly, an international mic from the UK.
Yes, anybody joining us that is international, please do let us know. Can you explain about using the portal?
Oh, I did not.
No.
Yes.
For international.
Yeah, mainly for the international or anybody. But the folks that can on or Skype, because you can Skype in. We get Skype mm-hmm. calls quite often. If we get a break in the phone calls or whatever, we'll turn to the folks that can messenger Deborah Lee. And mm-hmm. we'll announce that messenger just on your own because we'll have to kill you. I'll have to hang up because we don't have a hold system. Facebook doesn't have.
They don't, yeah.
No, Facebook does not have a hold system.
And this is what this is, the Facebook portal, second generation. And they're really cool. The only thing is, though, we can't put you on hold.
Right. So okay. Only when we announce, hey, we're taking messenger calls, that's when
yes.
we'll take the first one. Anyway, let's see here. Let's go. Our first caller, area code 805, which is born IA, 805. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And who is this, please?
First time
what is your name?
To you. I'm Donna in California. Hello.
Well, hello there, Donna. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah, we haven't talked to you before, have we?
No, first time.
Okay. Well, you're only a newcomer once. After that, you're part of the family. So, please
say that again.
You're only a newcomer once. Oh.
Wait, there's a delay. She just said you're only once, like in life of anything. You're no longer a newbie
yeah.
when you call back.
All right. Well, please give us a little bit of detail about your situation.
Okay.
And if you could give me.
Delay.
All right.
All right. I'm 68, and I was in a relationship 15 years ago for 12 years. We never married. I've never married. I had a nice, good relationship with him. He passed away, and I just haven't met anybody, and I'm all by myself. I don't have kids, and I would like to have a companion. For the last 6 years, I've looked after a blind man who became my very good friend, and we used to go out to lunch like 2 times a week, and so I did have a companion with him, and, you know, I loved his personality and everything, but he's passed. He passed yesterday, so now I'm kind of suspended.
Aww.
I don't have anybody in my life, really, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, Donna, this is one of the pitfalls. I'm 3 years younger than you, but as we're advancing in age, we're losing people we love, and it is life,
the shitty
you know.
Of life.
But you sound very young at heart. I get a really good vibe off of you that you really are a fun lady.
I am.
So I'm going to lay out your cards now, and we're going to see what is out there coming into your life as far as love and companionship. And for those of you who are interested, I am using a full 24-card layout. I know a lot of other readers just do like a random pull cards. I prefer to see... well, we call it the entire playing field, rather than just, basically, if you're watching me on Facebook, you know that you're able to see the whole enchilada here.
The Facebook live viewers do have a little advantage. I mean, they're hearing the same show, but they can physically see the cards on the table.
And this is what I use in my private sessions, but we repeatedly lay the cards down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people arrange one-on-one session, there is no limits.
Right.
Yep.
A moment now, Donna and Jim's going to talk to you.
I am.
Okay.
So I was doing a little bit of techie stuff. So how long ago did your significant other pass?
Well, the man that I was with for 12 years, he died like 15 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I really haven't met anybody.
Well,
you know, I look after my neighbor. He's a little bit of a companion, but he's quite old. He's 87. He just doesn't have anyone, so I do his shopping and his laundry and stuff like that for him.
How kind.
Well, that's kind. It also probably gives you a little sense of, makes you feel good, too, to be able to do that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's a win-win kind of thing.
Yeah.
15 years is a long time, but, you know, if you had somebody that basically your life mate, you can't expect to replace that necessarily rapidly.
So, here's the one thing I'd like to point out to Donna. Span of years where there was no one, boy, you dodged many bullets from what I see here of that would have come along and been rather careless with questions who might have even, as was my case some years ago, scam you out of a lot of money. It was $85,000. And all I can do is hope that karma really works and that find his behind somewhere in the world.
Or maybe even lifetime.
That's right. Well, for you, what I see here is very energetic. And maybe look at, well, social, maybe, but I would say social events. Do you have a friend or somebody that you could attend, you know, something in your community with? It's always a good
place.
Not
really. I had four girlfriends. They all moved away.
Oh,
and I haven't had a way of meeting people.
Well, you know what? We can do two different ways. In one way, we could be saying, oh, life. Or in another way, we can say, hey, the board is ready for you to venture out. And I'm not meaning physically. There's a lot of things that you can do to meet some very nice guys. Don't generally good review dating websites, but I like Bumble, bumble.com. For one thing, it's free for ladies. And secondly, nobody can contact you because a woman contacts them first. So
Bumble
frogs. You know, you'll see their picture and a little bit of a profile on them. And you can say, no, and just keep swiping. And yet there really are some ones out there that I've met. That's the one I would give like a solid A, because you're not being chased down by a bunch of lying scammers. You know, nobody can. And if someone does contact you that you don't really, you know, click with, you can go boom and unmatch.
Yeah,
you can do
good.
Men out there are doing unghosting. Yes. So for her, I am actually seeing 2, 3, 4, 5 different contenders for your heart.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm here that comes from the past. A man here that's had a yen for you for many years. And he thinks about this. Now, he may at the time have been younger. He's up there. He's in our peer group. If you can possibly think back, now take you a little time to think about this. A lot of times people will contact me in a week or so and say, oh, I realized who it was. So there is him. He wonders a lot about you. The relationship, you work together in some capacity, and he never got anywhere with you, but he wanted to. Now, were you married previously, Donna? I've got hairs.
No, I've never been married.
Okay, but you might have been in a long relationship.
Yes.
At that point is what
that's
thinking.
The 12-year. It was like we were married. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you just didn't go to a courthouse and get a piece of paper. Zippity-doo.
Right.
I think you're going to hear from this guy. I see serendipity all over this. But let's get him in a sense that he's a door opener. Now, when many years ago, I used to work in retail. This that felt like doors and windows, that kind of, they will have what they call their door opener. And that is one item that people can call up and say, hey, I want that $6 window or, you know, whatever the item is. And they will go out to install it, and they basically begin. But the thing is, to get out there and see your place, they're going to say, you've got, you know, such possibilities here. Let's put some really nice windows in. So what it does is door opener gets you ready for the right one to come along in terms of romance. So there's two, I don't know where to start here. This is like a book for you. Two others that you're going to meet along, not together. I feel you're out taking a walk, or you are walking through a park, or I see nature. And these two are there, maybe tossing a ball around. They're playing with their dog, something like that, but they're going to strike up a conversation with you. These are actually very, very nice men. They're very young at heart, too. So, you know, at our age, we have to remember, we can't judge the book by the cover. We have to see what's going on inside.
Which is funny, because in hindsight, you should never do that, even at a younger age. But people do.
Yeah, true.
Because you're young, you don't know.
Well, you guys, you know, people have a whole different, what do you want to call it?
Mission of moisture.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So for you, Donna, there's two others. One is in spirit, and that would be your guy, 12 years.
Right.
He's very close to you, and he walks with you. And he is right now speaking intuitively, and he's saying, I don't want her to be alone. I want her to have somebody. And there's gesture. He wants to, oh, gosh. He always going to do this. He, when you've met somebody that he feels is really right for you, he's going to make a gesture, like tug your sleeve, or, you know, there's going to be a gesture, and it will be to you. And the one that I feel that's really coming is somebody that right now is nursing a broken heart. He's getting better, but like the third team who isn't here right now, she's on vacation. Her gun, she always says, it's like cooking a turkey. You don't want a turkey to come out too early of the oven because it'll be hot still. So we need this guy to be, so he needs to get more offers, but his partner, he's a widower also.
Oh, let me just interrupt for a second. My friend in Hawaii, Marlene, my best friend, she's in Finland right now, and she has a dear friend that she's known for many, many years, him and his wife. He's American. She was Norwegian. They lived in Norway. She just passed away. So I think he's the one mending his heart, and I'm going to meet him at some point. I'll probably go to Hawaii. He's moving to Hawaii.
Yes. I think you should nail it. I really do know what you need to do is call in again.
His name's Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting my producer's crazy saying we got to move on. We have a ton of people. But hold on. First of all, call again. We'll be on tomorrow and Saturday night.
Friday is 100%. The other ones are like 99.
And we do News for the Soul on Monday.
Look for us on Mondays on News for the Soul Radio.
Okay, because I have a good feeling about Brian. Now we're going to give you an angel card read.
Mother, for your angel card reading.
Yes.
The subject is peace.
All right.
Archangel Shamael. It says, peace comes, only love is real.
Love it.
Yay.
Yeah, I really think this call for you tonight is a lot of serendipity added to it. For one thing, we've only been on the spiritual channel, this is our third time.
Yeah, we've been on Blog Talk for quite some time, but we switched. That somebody suggested saying, you know,
go to the spiritual
your channel. You lined up with that, and sure enough, we got lots of callers.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
And Donna, thank you for holding for many moons.
Me too.
Yes.
I'll keep you posted, okay?
yes, you have a wonderful weekend, and
thank you.
Hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Again.
Thank you.
Oh,
bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Now, that's the way to start it.
Actually, a first-time caller, too, and she was right to the point.
Oh, and she knew.
And, yeah, at the very end. And, some, you know, and it's hard if you're a first-time caller on Blog Talk. That's a good example. I know it, when I do it the first time, I'm going to kind of, like, barely dip my foot in the pool, barely put your toe in.
Sure, I would have the guts to call.
Yeah, right. I might just listen and never call. But
yeah,
specific. Don't worry. Some people worry that they aren't too specific. No, the more specific you get with your question, even if, especially if you're, because we don't know anything about your background, the better. Very, very specific. Love is the most popular question. Yeah. That's why it's like love. There's not a subject that's off limits.
There isn't. Well,
that's just not going to fly.
I don't have a high enough average.
And it's just too many factors. And if it's not her thing, it's not her thing. You know,
there's so many barriers of what's going on in a football game.
Yeah, there's a reason that. Gamblers Anonymous hotline.
Yeah,
okay, you know what I'm saying? You're set up. There's very few professional gamblers that are successful. Very few. Anyway.
All right.
Keep on. And let me see who my next caller is. Da, 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 da. Excuse me. We're going to Coast 917, State of New York, 917.
Hi, New York. Welcome to the... And your first name is? Hello.
Give her a few minutes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tim.
Your name is what?
Tim, T-I-M.
Hi, Tim. Have you ever called us before?
I've never called you before.
Well,
hey.
You're first
callers. We like that. Welcome.
Yeah, so you'll only...
True that.
And then we're like family. You're...
Yeah, can't get rid of your family.
Well, Tim, tell me a little about your situation and what your question is. We'd prefer when we first start doing the cards for somebody that we don't get asked for a general reading. I need to build a spiritual link so I get to know you a little through your cards. So if you have a specific situation that you'd like to discuss, I'm here at your service.
Yeah, be very specific. No subject is off limits.
Right.
Sure. Well, thank you. Yeah. I've been trying to bring in some, I guess you would call it prosperity, you know. I'm trying to keep my frequency high because I know that helps attract things. I've been asking my guides for assistance along the way. I haven't been remembering dreams, but I've, you know, just been asking my spirit guides and trying to put out positive vibrations. If you have any tips or messages from spirit, greatly appreciate it.
Messages from the spirits.
Yes.
We do a lot. Excuse me.
Tim, do you have a passed away loved one by any chance that might come through?
I definitely do. I have a great grandmother who was actually clairvoyant.
Oh.
Nice.
Probably not a coincidence that we discussed that subject. Okay. That is actually, believe it or not, especially we've noticed in the last few years, we get a lot of folks that ask about guidance from their spirits, spirit guidance. It's like when I hear it, it's like, oh, okay, cool. I like it. There we go. It can still be a little bit rough for a first-time caller. Because she doesn't know a lot of things that are going on in your life.
Yeah, the records can be rather vague.
And that's why she had to ask about, like, a past relative.
I
like
wanted
that.
To see if somebody special like that would come.
Because there's a pretty good that, and that spirit guide is, a lot of times it is somebody.
Okay, Tim, tell me, what sort of prosperity are you seeking?
I'm looking to pivot to do something else from what I'm currently doing. Not complaining because it's paying the bills, but I've been just working in this job for a while. So, you know, I'm looking to do something else, something that pays more and that is more suited towards me, something that I can actually wake up and look forward to doing.
Oh, yes.
All right. Right now, I'm perceiving that a J-O-B. A job.
Which is very important.
Yes, it pays the bill.
Can't be little them. We have to have them.
You know, it's a certain amount of financial security. You can eat. You know, it's a job. But it's not fulfilling. And what you're really doing right now is you are getting prepared to answer your own call. Because a lot of times we, you know, years ago even, people worked a job, 20, 30 years. They may have hated every day that they went to work.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cared. I mean,
you know, it was.
It was. That's life.
It was a livelihood.
It was
that's
just,
all.
Yeah, you just do what you do.
Someone like you, and I often coach things like this. It's there. To chase it down like it's some kind of wild animal. You have it very close to you. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Some cards can be a little cryptic, and your cards are saying something, you know, that is really important for you. With the next few days to a couple weeks, you have a very good friend who is going to say something to you. Out there that ever watched the TV show House?
Yeah, the last 10 minutes.
Remember when he'd go, oh, ugh.
Okay, once it hit quarter to the hour,
yes,
you walk away, you're going to be from the TV.
Yeah, because you knew it was coming.
It's that epiphany.
And this person is going to hand you, it's like, I want to say it's a peach, but it's better than a peach. It's like a golden ticket. Like Charlie got in that movie.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Your friend is going to tell you, and it is going to spawn the dream and the path you need to take. What you really, really want to do down deep in your heart, it's a bit of a departure from what you're doing now. No reason, and I would tell you, I don't see that you will fail. You will receive what it is that you are manifesting. Now, your grandma...
Great-grandma.
Yeah, great-grandma. Did you know her well? Have you only heard about her?
I just have memories. I was so young. I just have a
few
memories.
Well, Tim, she's this woman seems like she was rather out in her time. And she is saying, you, young man, you have a gift. And I'm very firm about this. Use your... And it's coming to you. I mean, her message is like a blessing that she's had. So you've got phenomenal cards, hon. You're so far. All you have to do, well, there's a couple things. Believe in yourself. I'm living my dream. And I can come out of an itty-bitty town in northern Minnesota and come to beautiful Hampton, Virginia, and live my dream, you can live yours too. And there, for your angel card, my
stand
dear.
Stand by for your card reading. Excuse me. The subject is Moon Cycles. Archangel Haniel.
Haniel.
It says, notice how the moon affects energy and manifestations. And capitalize on those cycles. So there's cycles, you know, it's like anything, cycle, up, down, up, down.
So
if you could tune in with the up
and
tune in on it and capitalize on it, it's going to affect your energy and patience.
And you know what? You might have to read up on it a little bit.
You might. And, you know, some people know a lot about that stuff. I know nothing, you know, as far as – I know about cycles, but I don't know how they affect a person.
And they do affect the ocean.
Well, they affect the ocean because of gravity, but, I mean, they also – there's a lot of effect. It. It's not just because of the light. It's a lot of studies on that.
So, Tim, I hope that will come again, and especially when you start to put your mission in life together. I mean, you really have a calling here.
Yeah, and thank you for being patient and holding. Thank you for being a first caller and hopefully not a last-time caller.
Definitely not a last time. Thank you so very much.
That's what I'd like to hear. That's what I'd like to hear, my friend. Thank you. Yes.
Can't
wait to hear you call again.
All right.
You get.
All righty. We're kind of over the humpish. We have a little bit of control over that. every show except the Monday one, because we are actually on News for the Soul. They have no leeway on extending time. Sometimes we can bump it up. Basically, if we get a caller, it's our last caller, and there's 2 minutes, we're not going to get 2 minutes. We'll give them a couple more. You know?
Yeah.
It's only fair, especially these holding.
Yeah.
Because they are patients, and I'm not a patient person, so I respect
We
that.
Don't like that word.
I respect. A lot of respect.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go to an area code that we're semi 651, which is the Great Lakes of Minnesota, 651.
Yay. Is this Christiana?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Yes. Thank you. You've been holding for a while. You're also.
Hello there, darling. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
And how is everything?
You know, I have my ups and downs, so.
That means you're a human being.
Yeah. Trying to get on the upward swing again.
Trying to get on the upward swing again, she said.
Well, just remember, even a tiny step.
Yeah, and life is going to be like that. I mean, even listen and read the stories and stuff. Even these people that got, like, multiple billions and gazillions of dollars, their lives are up and down. Just because you have money, I mean, it automatically satisfies you. I know that we think that's bull crap. But it happens. Life is up and downs. So,
what do you got
specifically for us tonight?
I might have asked about it before. A baby. I was wondering if I would conceive and have a baby sometime next year.
Okay. Hey, that sounds like a good question to me.
She's talking about herself having a papoose. That is a really good question. Yes. There's another subject that we forget to tell people on.
Yeah, but I don't like to advertise. I let it come out on its own.
No, I'm just saying, but that is a subject. People ask quite a bit about either a pregnancy coming or they're currently pregnant and stuff. It's another subject that is not off limits.
And it's amazing, the women that have medically, you won't bear another child, or many have actually come through that. Oh, yes,
like,
they will.
I would say bystander shotgun guy here, that seems to be your most accurate object field. There's questions about future children or children that
and their gender
and stuff like that. You seem to nail that one pretty high. I'm not a statistician, didn't keep track, but that one seems to be pretty high on the chart there.
And the ones that were not, like young women and stuff, they don't really want their child. Well, I tell them what my grandma always said. Keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus. And that is a 100% to prevent pregnancy.
That's like the one that's 100. Everything else is like in the 90s. Some of them are like 9 point something, which is pretty good, but it ain't 100%. But you know what? If people had that kind of willpower, our species would have died out thousands of years ago.
In fact, I remember it was said many years ago that as long as the civilization still has a very frenzied interest in sex, that civilization will flourish.
Well, I mean, the species. I don't say civilization because those Romans were pretty much into sex, too. It did fall eventually. The species is alive. Us humans, right? And, you know, all the other species out there, I mean, that's, you gotta procreate.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. A kid's song. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Oh, hon, you got of that designation in the 24-card layout. Yes, look, she's got 3 10s. These are dynamic
Holy
cards.
Guacamole. And that'd be good for poker, too, starting out with.
Okay.
Somebody give me that plane. Yeah.
This is like a rocket ship to the moon, and it's coming through love. And your message with the work that you're doing, you know, the calling that you are responding to from the universe, it's a card saying focus on love. The world needs a lot of love these days.
Yeah, somebody had, I think the first caller had that card reading about the love. The only thing that's real, basically, was the
So that is something for you to kind of stick into your pocket and remember. And it is showing that eventually you would do traveling. And I'm seeing you doing book tours and being interviewed. And it would be because I know you're working on an actual manuscript. I really feel that could come to fruition for you. Now, I realize, of course, that's a high scenario from what you asked.
Yeah, what did she ask again?
Maybe next year.
That's right. See, sometimes we start talking a lot of things and I'm doing...
Well, I wanted to bring this forward because I will always put that in anybody's cards. If it's something that seems very significant, I will bring it out, even if it doesn't relate to the question. Here's the thing now, Christiana, and this is something you have to search your heart and soul over. It is entirely possible and strong potential that you could conceive a child.
No, if I'm just playing around. In the angel card, in the, it's sitting in the batting circle,
yes.
On deck circle.
And this is when you have to think about, will you do this privately or will you have a conscious partner in this endeavor? So in other words, breaking this down, are you going to have a baby without telling the sperm donor that he's participating in your conception? Then there is still the opportunity that you could do this. But I'm not sure that this is going to be with a life partner. This is that, you know, sometimes people come along just for a second.
Yep.
Or
sometimes on your journey, you meet many, many people on your journey, but they don't stay with you. They might follow you along your little path, but they've got to go on their own path.
I really think it would end up leading you, and I have nothing about this. Because I was one, too, for quite some time, that you would be a single mother. Okay, so I wanted to bring that out for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Stand by, Christiana, for your angel card reading.
Okay.
Breathe.
Thank you.
Breathe.
Archangel Raphael, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old.
Yeah.
Now, you have to kind of...
Do some breath work.
To yourself, because we don't know every little ins and outs of your life or your patterns that you have right now that maybe you don't like. But just you take that and think about it.
Well, I did see in your card, you have highs, but you also have very deep lows.
Yeah, some people that have those extreme kick-ass highs, there's going to be the counterpart.
Find self soothing, if you can. Some people, it's music. For others, it can be exercise.
Yeah, it's what
meditation.
Thing is, reading.
When you're really down in the dump, you don't have to wallow.
Some people get into hardcore, super hard exercise. Because there's a lot of, especially running, there's points where you do get a little euphoria during certain points of a long run, a long hard run.
My dear, I think you're going to be again.
Mama saw it.
So,
well,
wonderful
to hear
from you. All right.
And thank you for being
We appreciate you so very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you both.
Very happy to hear that.
Thank you very, very much. And we shall talk again, Christina, from our home state of Minnesota.
Oh, yes. Take care, honey. Got to move on. Yes.
Funky
town.
We got a couple other callers. Reiterate that number is 515-602-9600. Say that because sometimes these callers got lives. You know, imagine that. And they're like, oh, it's 1:45 and I got to go do something. Somebody else could get a read. So we got to put that number out. There's people that could be listening that didn't get. For instance, a lot of our listeners are watching on different podcasts like Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of them. They show us the stats later. We're not big brothering you now. Narrow it down to your number of days. Yeah, this many people on this, and this many people on this. So maybe that number's not available when you go to another third-party platform.
Right.
So we give it to you. We give it to you like that. International shout-out, very out of reading, to Laura from Canada.
Laura! We love Canada.
All right. Go to our next color. 216?
Hello?
Oh, 216. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking me on your show. It's my first time calling.
Hey. I think we've had everybody except one that was a first-time caller.
I think because I've been listening.
That's awesomeness. Yeah, you have been listening for quite some time.
Thank you for being a first-time caller.
Yeah, hopefully not a last-time caller.
Oh, yes. We want to hear more. And here's the thing. The more you get these readings, the more the clarity builds to the point where you could meet somebody and already know.
We say that, if we had some regulars that have been for, like, actually calling in for quite a few years.
Oh, my God.
They will tell you, they can just call in and say, what's happening next week? But for them for like 8, 9, 11 months, even longer, that's what's happening next week.
So please tell us first your first name.
Forgot.
Sharon.
Good
Sharon.
To hear
All
from
right,
you.
Right from Ohio. All right.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to be very specific? It'll help.
Sure. I just want to see what you pick up for me. Like maybe the next 90 days at my job. I'm very happy there, but they're implementing some changes. I just, whatever you can pick up there. Plus, I'm having my review next month. Actually, that's next week. August is next month. But what are you picking up there? I'm very content, and I'm so blessed I have a job. Believe me.
I feel the same, too. I work for a big company, and they love to just
stop
and make some big changes for no reason just because they think change is great. But they say, you know what? Even though this is working great, I'm going to try to fix it. But, you know, I got used to it.
I was
like me, it's like, you know what? It's my job. The changes might suck, might not suck, but they're not going to really affect my job. That's what you're saying.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I know, but that's a very good question, and she was very specific for you.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Is how the others.
Yeah, if you're a first-time caller, that was perfect. She gave some background.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wants to know, a couple little bit of timeline stuff. That's perfect because it's hard to be a first caller. I'd probably just go on as a first-time caller. Who do you say? Because I'd be scared.
Well, Sharon, first of all, I have to say you are held in very high esteem professionally and personally at this job. All right. I feel you have a very I think you have quite a secure position there. If anything, I feel you face promoted.
Heaven forbid, help that, you know.
What a shame, right?
Yeah.
No, but I think it might even be like in terms of title, but moving up. I definitely feel you are moving up. And let's see what else.
But what about her satisfaction? There's changes coming up in August.
I know. I love everyone there is wonderful, but there is one person, but she's nice now. She goes back and forth. She's 1 week, she's really nice. Then she'll be nasty, but she's being nice now. It's only one person out of the whole. Yeah, but
sounds
other
like
than that.
Well, to me, like she's bipolar a
or
little bit.
She's a little playing. She's angles on everybody, maybe.
Now let me ask you, Sharon. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. You finish.
No. I think what you just said that might be what she. Bipolar.
Yeah, she's she's trying to be like a politician,
Does the company have somebody like
God.
That?
Yeah.
I know.
Yep.
So your best bet is to be like Switzerland with her, and never tell her anything that's going out on the grape.
Yeah, and somebody that's standing with you, hiding a knife behind their back, you keep.
That's right.
Keep them close, only so close, but you keep them close.
I don't tell her anything, not even anything personal, other than my dog, but nothing. I tell her absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Lyndon B. Johnson who had a famous saying where he said, "I'd rather have somebody inside my tent pissing out than somebody outside pissing in."
Yeah, and the other one, it's good to keep close. There's a lot of stuff and sayings like that, you know.
So you do feel everything's going to be okay because this particular person is the team lead. I don't think she's going anywhere unless you see anything else.
yes. Is this the snake in the grass lady?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if he moves on. And it might not be necessarily for greener pastures. I am picking up problems for her.
That happens.
And, you know, remember, if she's not been that kind to people, she should. Good old karma can come and bite her right in the butt.
She hasn't been kind to other people either. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the nature that you see, that's kind of her pattern for people too.
Oh yeah, you're not that special to be the only one. Everybody else is getting.
There has been others that she has treated with the fire and ice.
There's a guy.
She may not leave, maybe another department or whatever, but you do feel my job is secure.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was just going to tell you, man around this who really thinks the world of and
I know who he is.
You do? I tell you,
yeah, I do.
In your cause from night
he's
to
what?
Day. Well,
he's going to champion your cause. Yeah. Somebody that's going to be on your side.
He'd be like, no, you take her off that other list, keeping her.
Somebody out there that realizes how valuable you are and potential, and they're going to be like,
yeah.
A little bit of power. He's like, leave this one alone right now.
I see really good things for you. And for you, under sure to come true, which is a designation that is the last one in the layout. And I love this designation because, now hopefully I can say this without a double negative. In the 30 plus years that I've been reading, where was I going? Anything I have seen that is positive, because we can work with negatives. Options and work around. But it always has come true at one point or another. And I see you right here. And boy, are you going on a fantastic trip.
Interesting. And is it a trip?
It's a long journey.
Is it a journey or?
Well, it's like a vacation.
Your phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it is a pleasure
thing. Your phone cuts off. It's just your, go on.
We have had problems. Switched over to.
I guess.
Well, we have a hardware issue. They're on order.
Remember, all of these shows are recorded. Available.
I know. To go back.
Okay.
I think I will. But the bottom line is, do you really feel that this person may leave to another department? Like, can you pick up on a time frame on that?
I feel that this company is doing a lot of transformation stuff, making decisions. I'm seeing some happening by the first of the year.
Okay.
I think we may go on an extended leave of absence. Okay.
You did say there was health related.
Something
medical. Mental, could even be mental health. We don't know.
I mean, a trip down some stairs.
But go on.
Well, she's got vulnerability in many ways here.
She's also a human.
Yeah. So we don't, I really don't think she's, an android or anything like that. She can succumb to heart disease, a broken leg.
Broken heart?
Yeah, well.
Hey.
Don't we all?
Yeah, that's a physical thing.
I know.
Now, Sharon, don't be a stranger. We'll be on again tomorrow and Saturday. Yeah, and we're going to get here now.
Stand by.
I'll go back and listen to this tomorrow because we got every time you talk, it gets cut during your sentence. It gets cut off.
Glad to hear that. No. All right. Thank you so much. And your angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Subject is...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Archangel Michael. Big dog.
Yeah, he's a big dog.
I am protecting you from those lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. You are safe as a subject line, so that could be to your employment.
Yeah, just be drippingly sweet to that woman.
I am.
Yeah, and that, kill her with kindness. Not how they've always said that, so kill her. And you are our last caller.
There's always one.
Yep.
But you're still
glad
right
we got
in the beginning.
You.
You're all in one.
Yes, there is.
Thank you. I know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And
I'll
we
go
want
back
to hear
and
from you.
I know.
All right. Thank you so much. Great to meet
have
you.
Have a nice evening. Thank you. It was
thank
nice
you.
To meet you,
you too.
Too.
Now we're going
bye-bye.
To have, okay, we're going to start doing our farewell.
I just want to say a lot of it is, and we have to work with this and get used to it, there is a, right? And I think what cuts them out is a little bit of a crosstalk.
Mm.
Like you say, hey, how's it going? And maybe she responds something else in between there, and then it just they just hit and cross and chop, chop. Because other times she hears perfectly.
Yeah, true.
So we just got to remember, like when we talk, it's like a radio. Hey, how you doing, Mike? Over. And you got to wait.
Sure. Well, we'll work
and
on
we,
it.
And when we hear the pause, talk again. So, but we'll work on it. We
so
got it.
So to everybody, sign off and look forward to seeing you next time. Amazon has my book on sale.
For those on Facebook?
Yeah. It's here. I'm showing it to our Facebook watchers. It's called The Message. Your Secrets in the Cards.
The Massage.
And it is on sale. I might want to pick it up.
Is it still on sale?
Yeah, it was. It just like
okay,
eight,
cool. I'll remove our scientific book holder.
So if you're interested in this method and maybe would like to tinker around with the lessons in there, I would be most pleased to have you buy a copy. So thank you, and I'm going to sign off in the words of my mother, who bless her heart, I know she's watching the show from above. She always said, to dream is to